Welcome to Right or Wrong, where you, the listeners, become the writers. Today's episode is chapter 1 of 3. Now over to your host, Patrick Emile.
Welcome to the show, brave listeners. This is the Right or Wrong podcast, and I am your host, Patrick Emile, and you are now in the writer's room. This is the very first episode of our second season, and I want to say a big thank you to everyone who supported us through to this point. Also, Right or Wrong is now a weekly presentation. We'll be alternating between stories and commentary, so make sure to stay after today's story to hear the continuation option and tune in next week for the commentary with Tyler, myself, and a special guest. Now sit back and buckle up for The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael, Chapter 1.
So come on in and meet me, Marky.
And me, Aber Canoe.
With every sail,
you get a tall tale.
Hey, that rhymed. Located in Old Griverton, stop in today and you just might find something unforgettable.
So that's the ad.
Yeah, not great.
Not great. But, you know, a sponsor's a sponsor.
Oh, totally.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's do this. Welcome to the show, Grave listeners. This is Griv or Die, Griverton's only true crime podcast. I am your host, Valerie St. James, and with me, as always, is the stunning Portia Nix. Portia, say hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Hope everyone's staying warm out there.
Yeah, it is bitter cold in the world right now.
A wee bit nippy in it.
Oh, wow.
So good, right?
Just wow. Okay, diehards, as Portia searches for the mind that she has apparently lost, I want to remind you to check out our newest sponsor, Uncle Abel's Unforgettables. You heard their ad, and I can say that it is truly one of the coolest shops in town. So definitely pop in if you're in need for a unique gift. Also, a usual reminder to find us on Benefactual. That's where we release all of our case files and bonus content for our most dedicated diehards.
Yes! Become one of our Benny Babes!
Benny Babes!
Do it! We'll love you forever.
And she's not lying, friends. Forever and ever and ever. Any support is so greatly appreciated. Check us out at GriverDiePod on Benefactual.com. Okay, P-Porsche, so I have a really interesting topic for us today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I am super excited about it.
Shit, Val, I'm sorry.
All good. Yeah, we can just take it from right there.
I'll turn it off. Let me just... It's my mom. She had that thing removed.
Oh, right. How is she? It went okay?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. Okay, sorry. Ready?
Cool. Here we go. This is Setting Up the Thing, take 2. So, P-Porsche, I'm hyped about today's topic.
Oh?
So hyped. Okay, so you might remember, and Grave listeners, you might also remember, about a super weird, still unsolved missing persons case from last year.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Do you?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay!
Folks, today we are going to be talking about the disappearance of Lottie Carmichael. So, just 4 months ago, Lottie's mother, Janine Carmichael, would get one of the most heartbreaking phone calls of her life. Any parent's nightmare. After weeks of searching with no apparent leads, the Griverton Investigations Bureau, the GIB, were suspending daily searches for her missing daughter. In so many words, they were presuming her dead and cited lack of budgetary integrity. Right? Lack of budgetary integrity.
Unbelievable.
Lack of funding, essentially, to continue the investigation as thoroughly as they had been doing. Janine was devastated.
I mean, of course.
Of course. They were giving up on her daughter.
Ugh. Wait, so can we back up? What had happened exactly?
I'm glad you asked. Here's where everything starts. On the evening of June 3rd of last year, around 6 p.m., Charlotte Ann Carmichael, known as Lottie to most people, was, by all accounts, out for a jog near the campus of Bravermount College, where she is a graduate student pursuing her MFA in new media art. She's an avid runner, daily, I believe, and...
Fuck! I'm so sorry. I'll put it on airplane mode Ugh, my bad. Like it's my first time or something.
No, it's cool. I think I want another take on that out for a jog thing anyway. You ready?
Yep. Yep. Sorry, I'm good.
Okay. Here we go.
The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael. Written by Patrick Emile.
Lottie! Hey, Lottie!
Holy shit! Peter?
Finally caught up to you.
What the hell, man?
Sorry, it's just I saw you coming down Clover. I tried calling out, but your headphones...
So you chased me down? Is everything okay? Is there an emergency?
No, nothing like that. I'm on my way to the clock tower and, you know, saw you or whatever, and you weren't at Critique yesterday.
Peter, we talked about this. I just want to be friends, okay?
Oh, I know, but...
That one time, it was just... That one time.
I know. I mean, I texted you earlier and...
Yeah, exactly. I saw those texts. I didn't respond. Like, does that make sense? Is that not clear?
Yeah. Yeah, it's clear. Sorry. You weren't in class. I thought I'd see if everything was okay.
Yes, I'm okay. Thanks for checking. I'm gonna get back to this run, all right? I'll see you at school.
Wait.
Yes? What is it?
Something weird happened at Critique.
Okay, what happened?
Dr. Koenig got real angry when he realized you weren't there. I think it's because his piece started last night. He talked about it a lot. Are you on your way to see it right now, or I could go with you. I got my drone and my bag. I'm doing the documentation for him. Filmed all last night, and now I'm...
No, I'm for sure not going. How mad, exactly?
He broke a chair.
What?
Yeah, threw it against the wall. I had to clean it up.
Shit.
What did you do?
What? What do you mean?
I've seen you two talking.
So what, Peter? He's my mentor. He's all our mentor.
Are you fucking him?
What the fuck? Oh my God, Peter. Just stay the hell away from me, okay?
No, sorry. Come here, I didn't mean it.
No! Get away, you freak! You come near me again, I'm calling the goddamn cops!
Lottie, I'm sorry.
What the hell? Oh my God!
And then nothing.
Girl, that's so crazy.
Right?
Insane.
So, grave listeners, if you are one of our Benny Babes, you will have had access to these videos already through Benefactual. And for our other diehards, it will be available on our website, GriverDie.com, by the airing of this episode. Now, for those without that access, again, what we see is first a CCTV capture of the corner of Clover Street and Mixon Avenue, where at 6.07 p.m., Lottie Carmichael is out for a run. She's then interrupted by a one Peter McClung, a classmate of hers, also pursuing an MFA at Bravermount.
And y'all, it isn't a friendly encounter.
No, it is not, P-Porsche.
He runs up behind her kind of stalkery. Like, what's his deal, Val?
Oh, we'll get to Peter McClung, don't you worry. So anyway, listeners... They have what clearly looks to be, like, an uncomfortable exchange.
I mean, she shoves him hard. Like, real hard.
Yeah, he goes in for a hug, maybe? And then she pushes him away and she jogs on. Peter walks away in the opposite direction and off camera. Then Lottie also goes off camera as she heads east on Mixon and rounds the corner onto 12th Street.
And then it goes to the second clip.
Right. So right there along 12th, there was only one outward-facing security camera that caught any of what happens next.
How is it just the one? That's unfortunate.
So Lottie is now running north on 12th on the east side of the street where there's just a big lawn.
Yeah, it's like a little campus park.
Totally. Any locals out there have probably driven past it a zillion times.
For sure.
So to answer your question, that means no businesses on that side of the street. The opposite side of the street, however, has a few, but only one, a textbook and art supply store called Kennard's, has a camera that faces outward toward where Lottie was running, and then disappears.
Yeah, y'all. And by disappear, we mean disappear.
What we see in the second clip is Lottie sort of stopping, taking out her earbuds, and looking up. It's not super clear at first, but then out of nowhere, you see a drone come into frame and fly straight into a transformer directly above Lottie.
And then a huge explosion.
A massive flash of light. And the transformer going out causes a power outage, of course, on that block. So the camera cuts out for a teeny tiny moment.
Like half a second.
Yeah. But it quickly snaps back, thanks to a battery backup. But no Lottie.
Y'all. Like, she's just gone.
So the question, of course, becomes, where could she have gone? Not into that field, because we'd still be able to see her.
And not further up the street, because the camera captures, what, like another 300 feet?
Exactly. So we'd still see her there, too. The camera only flicks out from the power outage for an instant. She'd have to have superhuman speed.
Okay, so what about those cars? Y'all, there are cars parked on the street on Lottie's side, parallel parked in a row or whatever. Could she have ducked into one?
Yeah, the police looked into that, of course. Those are designated and numbered faculty parking spots. Same cars there every day, and all of those teachers were either teaching or corroborated as being on campus somewhere. All checked out, and all the cars clean.
Creepy.
So creepy. Like, how?
I have no idea. Like, none. Zero.
It makes no sense.
So what about suspects? Anyone? Anything?
Great question. And yes. Or at least there are persons of interest. One is, of course, Peter McClung.
Well, duh. I can only assume that was his drone.
It was indeed. So Peter, but also their mentor at Bravermount, Dr. Selmer Koenig.
Oh, he's sort of a thing, right?
He's a pretty big deal in the contemporary art world, yeah.
Where does he come in?
Well, between police interviews and going through the individual text messages of those two, Peter McClung and Dr. Koenig, as well as Lottie's own texts, two things were learned. One, that Peter had developed some sort of recent obsession with Lottie.
Well, that tracks, at least according to that video.
Right? Totally. Like 37 unanswered and unsolicited texts.
Ew! Oh my god! Just gross. More like Peter McCling.
Yep. And the other realization was that Lottie was having a, let's say, extracurricular relationship with Dr. Koenig.
Her professor?
Her married professor.
Oof. I mean, I'm not judging, but that's complicated.
Right. Her sex life is her business. And by all accounts, it was a genuine two-way connection. That is, until it wasn't.
Oh?
Yeah. She had broken it off with him just a few days prior to her disappearance.
Okay, so motive.
Seemingly all around. But Koenig, at least, has a great alibi.
Hit me.
You ready for this?
Punch me in the face.
Ooh, you sure?
Tie me to the train tracks like a cartoon, but don't save me at the last second.
Okay. So Selmer Koenig just happened to be in the middle of a 24-hour-long performance piece one block over called In Protest of the Violence of Time.
Oh, wait. I remember this. I actually saw it.
Did you? So In Protest of the Violence of Time was a performance art piece where Koenig stood atop Old Genie.
For our non-local listeners, that's the name of the huge clock tower in the Old Town Square named after Genevieve Griverton.
Right. Thank you, P-Porsche. So Koenig stood at the top behind the giant clock hands and manually moved them in the nude for an entire 24-hour period.
It was actually pretty amazing.
Was it? I just...
Yeah, it was really evocative.
I just can't get into that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Was it the nudity? Girl, was it that?
Fuck you. Oh, you bitch. Whew, professional. Here we go. But anyway, that's where he was at the time of the transformer explosion on 12th Street and Lottie vanishing into thin air. For context, here's a clip of some of the documentation, which, by the way, was partially shot by Peter McClung's drone the day before he got all weird on Lottie with it.
Get out.
Can't make it up. Grave listeners, listen to this. The full video can be found on griverdie.com.
Hours uncertainty. Minutes. Pain. Seconds. Fear. Lifetimes. Death. Is time an enemy? A teacher? A god sent to transfigure us into something more? Or perhaps the cruel switch in our own priestly hands, purifying our backs in violence as we grip ever harder so as not to lose the connection despite our waning energies. Each lash a tick of its sinister intentions, a glinting tooth revealed in its knowing snarl. One, then another. And another still, until the maw is open, and we are but a momentary satisfaction within its insatiable feeding.
And it goes on like that. I know, right?
Heavy.
Definitely. And so, because of this piece, his alibi is airtight.
And Peter McClung?
Well, if you remember from the footage, he walks the opposite direction away from Lottie after she pushes him.
But the drone?
And at some point, uses the drone to continue stalking Lottie. But once he hits the transformer, he takes off even further away down Clover. This is shown in other CCTV captures. He wasn't anywhere near her by the time she disappears.
Then what? Like, seriously, I am at a loss.
You weren't the only one. After several weeks of searching, the police and the GIB were stumped. And that's when Janine, Lottie's mom, would get the bad news. Here's a clip from the press conference with Special Agent Duritz of the GIB.
That said, I, along with my team, will be vigorously continuing our investigation as to the whereabouts of Miss Carmichael, albeit without the daily, large-scale physical operations.
Over here.
Are there
over
any
here.
New leads?
Sims Fork
Who
Star.
Made this decision?
Special Agent Duritz, do you believe Lottie Carmichael to still be alive, given the timeline and lack of progress in the investigation?
I cannot comment on that at this time.
Agent Duritz.
Agent Duritz.
Special Agent
the Gazette.
Over here. FBT News.
Agent Duritz, you cited the lack of funding. Is this in any way related to the Bureau's investigation into the fiscal corruption within Griverton PD and the death of Detective David Chalmers?
I would ask that you forward any budgetary questions to the office of my supervisor.
What about suspects? There is growing speculation that Selmer Koenig is somehow involved. Is this true?
I cannot comment on specifics with regard to the investigation itself. Anyone else?
What can you tell us? Is there any reason for citizens to be concerned?
As I stated, this investigation is very much ongoing. As of this moment, it does not seem likely that this missing person situation is representative in any way, and let me be very clear here, any way, of something serial in nature. We will continue to do everything we can to locate Miss Carmichael. To that end, I would urge anyone out there who may have information related to the case to come forward and contact us via the Bureau's website. Now, I think that's it for today. Thank you for your time.
Agent Duritz.
One more for the Gazette.
Is there
Agent
anything
Duritz.
Else you can tell
Agent
us?
Agent Duritz.
So, there you have it. The GIB greatly reduced the scope of their investigation, much to the dismay of the Carmichael family.
Ugh, that's so sad. But at least that agent sounds committed.
Definitely. And it took a while, but I was actually able to make contact with Special Agent Duritz. I think at this point he's open to ideas, even from a nosy podcaster like myself. But, diehards, the story doesn't quite end there. Because Selmer Koenig, in the months following Lottie's disappearance, began working on a new piece.
He sure did, girl.
We have pictures on the site, and locals will certainly know what I'm talking about.
It's pretty memorable.
Yeah, to put it mildly. Listeners, just 3 weeks ago, he unveiled his latest public work. Titled Violence of Time 2, he installed an extremely large,
massive
painted fiberglass sculpture of three huge droplets of blood that look like they're suspended in midair. It's like 30 feet tall. And where did he install it, P-Porsche?
Right where Lottie was last seen.
Exactly. On 12th Street, across from Kennard's, the last known whereabouts of Lottie Carmichael.
I love it.
What?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I hate it. Are you a fan of his or something?
I think I am. Like if I were into men, I think I'd like them old, like Selmer.
Oh my God.
Leathery, like a super luxe handbag.
Portia Nix.
Can I say that?
We might edit that out.
Fair.
Okay, so anyway, this has understandably caused a lot of controversy here in town. One, it's hideous.
It's not.
Two, Lottie Carmichael is missing, not presumed dead. At least not officially.
That's a legit point.
Thank you. Why the blood? How did he secure a contract to install something like that? And I mean, come on. Koenig was or is a person of interest in the case.
It's bold.
So bold. Needless to say, I tried to reach out to ask some questions of your dear Dr. Koenig, but alas, I was unsuccessful. However, I was able to contact his now ex-wife, the noted socialite Bernice Hill. And, sort of shockingly, she has agreed to meet with both Porsche and me. Tonight, in fact. Porsche, I have no idea how this is going to go.
Me either.
So we will have all the details of that interview, diehards, next week here on the show.
Yes, we will.
And with that, we will leave you, grave listeners, until next time. Make sure to check us out on all the social media and, of course, on Benefactual.
Become a Benny Babe.
That's right. Support us at Benefactual.com and get access to all of our early and exclusive content. I'm Valerie St. James.
And I'm Portia Nix.
And we'll see you next week here on Griv or Die. Say peace, y'all.
Peace, y'all.
I think that was pretty clean.
Yeah, we kind of rocked that one.
I might take out the handbag thing.
Oh my God, please do. I don't know where I was going with that.
You ready for tonight?
I am. I just need to run home, change, and maybe eat something. I'll meet you there. 7? Bingos?
Yeah, bingos. Like, what?
I know. Super weird. Okay, sweet. I'm excited. I'll see you there. Bye, girl.
Cool. See you in a bit.
Hey! Sorry. This car took forever.
Shit, you look fantastic. Am I underdressed?
No, you're fine. I just... you know.
Portia, she's freshly divorced from a man and also 30 years older than you.
Exactly. And rich and sort of famous.
Okay, let's do this. I wonder if she's here already. And she is. At the bar over there. Damn.
I fucking love her dress.
Shut up. Miss Hill?
Yes, that's me. I take it you're my podcasters. That's what it's called, isn't it? A podcast?
Yes, right. I'm Valerie St. James, and this is Portia Nix.
Miss Hill, it's so nice to meet you. I'm sorry, but I just adore your dress.
Oh, well, aren't you a charming little thing? Please, call me Bernice. We can migrate to a table if you like, although I prefer sitting at the bar myself.
Sure. The bar is fine. Whatever you want.
I also prefer the bar, Bernice.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do, darling.
B-17. B-17.
Bingo!
Oh, curse my mother's eyes. I was only one away that time. Trip, another gin, please, and 2 more for my friends here.
Hey, you got it, Miss Bernice.
So, I was a little surprised that you picked this place.
And why is that? Do you not enjoy games?
Oh, I do. I mean, it's just...
Then it seems we don't have an issue.
I guess not.
Bernice, where's the ladies' room?
Just over there, past the end of the bar.
Be right back.
Don't rush, darling. I'd like to get a good look at you as you walk.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Don't forget the gear, Val.
Oh, shit, right. Bernice, you don't mind if I set up this little recorder, do you? I can send anything over to you after I edit, so you...
I don't care what you do. Record away.
Here we are, 3 gins a la Trip.
Trip, you're a saint.
My pleasure, Miss Bernice.
So I just have a few questions, really. G-10. I don't think it'll take up too much.
G-10.
Oh, wonderful. Off to a ripping start. Valerie, dear, you can ask whatever you'd like, but I truly only agreed to meet with you for legal reasons.
What do you mean?
The terms of my divorce from Selma dictate that I do not speak to any authority with regard to the disappearance of that poor girl. But lucky for you, a podcast doesn't even register on the scale of what might be deemed authoritative.
I see.
Which is why I chose you as someone to whom to tell the truth.
Well, I appreciate that.
You see, Selma wasn't exactly forthright with police that evening.
I'm sorry, what? Shit, let me just get this mic set.
What'd I miss?
Well, me, hopefully.
Bernice, you are too funny.
Fuck.
You got that, Val? Wait, what happened?
Test. This is a conversation with Bernice Hill. Okay, Bernice, can you please repeat what you just said to me?
With pleasure. Selma Koenig, my ex-husband, was in fact not at the clock tower the night Lottie Carmichael disappeared. We'll be right back.
Lauren Floyd as Valerie St. James, Amber Rossi Strasser as Portia Nix, with Evan Michael Woods as Dabney Durrance, Lindsay Hall as Lottie Carmichael, Cameron Casey as Peter McClung and Reporter Number 1, Giovanni Camagno as Selmer Koenig and Reporter Number 3, Bradford Riley as Abel Canoe, Courtney Diamond as Bernice Hill, and Cody Dry as Marky Pondelancy, Reporter Number 2, and Trip.
There you have it, brave listeners, The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael, Chapter 1. We so hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. The voting prompt is pretty simple this time around. Thus far, in Right or Wrong, we've been dealing in elements of the supernatural or sci-fi. Death cults and portals, robots and secret labs, resurrections, and ethereal materials. The Disappearance of Lottie Carmichael is at this point grounded in reality. However, there is still opportunity to explain Lottie's disappearance in a fantastical way. So, should Lottie Carmichael move towards the strange and incorporate supernatural, sci-fi, or otherworldly elements? Yes or no? Voting is now live on our website, and remember to tune in next week to listen to our discussion of this question and more in the writer's room. That's it for now, brave listeners. Find us on all the social media and be sure to check out our Patreon. I'll leave it to Marlo to take us out as always. Peace, y'all.
Right or Wrong is created by Patrick Emile and Marlo Myslevich. This episode's story was written by Patrick Emile, with music and sound design by Kickserve. Cast your vote on our website at writerwrongpodcast.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at writerwrongpodcast. If you like what you're listening to, hit the subscribe button, write us a review, and be sure to tell your friends to share the stories. Until next week, keep writing.